The Parks and Recreation Department was busy upgrading the Golden Ticket Sports Center during the first 3 months of 2023 and ensuring the venue's businesses could continue operating there. According to a City Council report about the first quarter activities of each department, Parks and Rec pursued 5 projects at the sporting venue, formerly the Hillcrest Sports Center, from January 1 to March 31. Phase 1 of the building's roof replacement, $860,627, that began in 2022 was near completion by the end of Q1, while contractors were expected to address some minor deficiencies in the second quarter. Moreover, a consultant finalized the detailed design specifications for the request for proposals, RFP, for Phase 2, $352,552, of the roof replacement, with the RFP issued during Q2 and the project expected to be finished in Q3. The department also handled the insurance claim at the sporting venue after a flood from the October storm damaged the floor. Contractors have repaired all damaged areas in the building, while the department is working with the municipality's insurance provider to recover the damages through the roof contractor's insurance provider. Meanwhile, the department helped coordinate ductwork for a new rooftop unit, $58,961, in Q1. The city has ordered the new units and expects to receive them by September. Lastly, the department issued an RFP for a new wheelchair lift, $45,298, at the Sports Center, with the bidding closing in late March. The project is over budget, so Parks and Rec is working with proponents on potential scope changes to reduce costs. Excluding the insurance claim, the 4 projects totaled $1,317,438, all of which Council approved during the 2023 budget discussions. Doug Blanc explained during the recent regular council meeting that a resident called him with concerns about the Golden Ticket Sports Center because of how much money City Hall has spent there in the past year, especially with insurance claims after the October snowstorm. Since several private sports-related businesses are inside the venue, Blanc wondered whether City Hall taxes them as it does the WHL Moose Jaw Warriors at the event center. "They are not being taxed, but we do receive a portion of the revenues that are generated," replied Derek Blaise, director of Parks and Recreation. In May 2021, City Council signed a 5-year lease and operating agreement with Lloydminster-based Golden Ticket Sports Inc. The agreement allowed the city to maximize residents' access to the venue while providing much-needed indoor gymnasium space in the community. The municipality's responsibility is to ensure the building remains structurally and mechanically functional. Golden Ticket will assist by providing 5% of annual revenues to a maximum of $25,000 annually to the reserve fund. The company, which specializes in player, coach, official and multi-sport events and clinics, invested more than $300,000 into building upgrades during the first few months it operated the venue. Projects awarded. Parks and Rec awarded 11 tender projects from January 1 to March 31, with some including $119,870 to Fairmark Equipment Limited for a new ice resurfacer, $150,000 to Simcoe Refrigeration for a dehumidifier replacement at PLA Moore Palace, $780,100 to C&E Mechanical for a cooling system replacement at the Cultural Center, $394,000 to Westridge Construction to repair the event center roof after another contractor damaged it. A third-party insurance claim funded this repair, $139,950 to 1080 Architecture Planning Plus Interiors for detailed designs for the new outdoor pool changeroom building. The next regular council meeting is Monday, June 12.